Next item on our agenda is another opportunity for recognition. The Trustees Distinguished Service Medallion was established in July 18th of 1973. The board agenda item states as follows. The Board of Trustees hereby establishes an award to be known as the Trustees Distinguished Service Medallion. It's to be conferred by the board itself. The award is created to recognize those individuals whose contributions to the growth and the development of the University of Illinois through significant benefaction and or other extraordinary service have been unusual in distinction at the university. Among the many who the trustees have bestowed the honor on include university presidents Stan Eikenberry, James Stuckel, Robert Easter, most recently, politicians such as Stan Weaver, athletes such as Red Grange and Ray Elliott and Manny Jackson, Nobel Prize winners Paul C. Lauterbur, Anthony Leggett, and Crawford Prize winners Carl R. Woese. And now we are delighted to present the award to a person who's given a lot to the university, and particularly a former trustee. Dr. Keyes, would you please read the citation of the award of the Board of Trustees Distinguished Service Medallion to Roger Plummer?
Certainly. An astute businessman and devoted volunteer with an unparalleled appreciation for and comprehension of the complexity of the University of Illinois, Roger L. Plummer has served his alma mater with true distinction. A 1964 graduate of the College of Engineering at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign with a bachelor's degree in engineering mechanics, Roger has spent his career as an executive in the telecommunications industry. He began with Illinois Bell and retired as president of Ameritech's custom business unit. Still today, he serves as a consultant specializing in marketing, strategic planning, and organizational development within the field. Given his professional success and experience, the university has called upon him on multiple occasions to serve. And time and again, he has done so with enthusiasm, dedication, and excellence. Roger's history of service is deep, particularly on the Urbana campus. He was co-chair of the Chancellor's Advancement Cabinet during the Brilliant Futures campaign, a member of the 125th Anniversary Honorary Committee, the College of Business's Business Advisory Council, an executive in residence, and as a college commencement speaker. He also served on the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics Athletic Advisory Board and the University Library's National Advisory Committee. Most notably, Roger's service surpassed a single campus and resulted in roles on the university's three most prominent volunteer boards: the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, the University of Illinois Alumni Association Board of Directors, and the University of Illinois Foundation Board of Directors. In 1996, Roger was appointed a university trustee, a role he's held for nearly a decade. His time on the UIAA board included holding the office of chairman of the Board of Directors. His service on the U of I Foundation Board culminated in a two-year term as board chair during a period of significant organizational leadership transition and strategic planning. Because of his deep experience and enterprise-level understanding of this highly complex institution of higher education, many leaders of the academy, both past and present, have come to consider Roger both an advisor and a friend. Roger credits his wife, Joanne, with initiating his re-engagement with the university more than three decades ago. With her at his side, he has been one of the university's most dedicated and reliable volunteers, Their support for the university has manifested in named endowments and funds, underscoring their personal beliefs in higher education, alumni community, and professional integrity. And their University of Illinois legacy lives on in their son, Adam B. Plummer, a 1996 graduate of the College of Engineering and now a successful engineering executive. The University of Illinois continues to benefit from the success, the dedication, and the many contributions of its alumni, alumni like Roger. Therefore, the Board of Trustees awards with gratitude the Distinguished Service Medallion to Roger L. Plummer in recognition of his loyal and exemplary service to his alma mater.
Before we bestow this award on you, Roger, there's a couple guys here who would like to make some comments about you before we go forward. Jim Montgomery, I think we'll start with you.
Thank you. Roger and members of the board, I am convinced that Roger's love for this great university is due in large part to the great sacrifice and gifts that he has provided to the university over these many years. I'm also sure that given the tremendous success that you've had in business and otherwise, has directly attributed to this great education that this university has provided to you and many of us. And it is my privilege to personally commend you in the wonderful work that you've done and to thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Also, Lester McKeever, I think you had a comment you wanted to make.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chairman. Roger, you are a true gentleman and a scholar. For the many years I have known you, you have always been been special to me. For that reason, I am tremendously honored and privileged to have this opportunity to publicly congratulate you being awarded the Distinguished Service Medallion. You are a terrific person. You are obviously smart. You are a U of I alum. You are successful. You have a wonderful wife. Joanne is quoted in a 1995 Chicago Tribune article, "Before we were married, Roger was my best friend. Then I lost him to corporate America for 20 years. It may have made us prosperous, but it also made me lonely. Joanne has been a strength, and she should be recognized for being with you every step of the way."
Thank you.
"When you undertake an assignment, you give it your all. I think it's remarkable how focused and dedicated you truly are. I know that there have been many challenges in your life, but you stayed the course and never swayed. Roger, you have family and friends that love you. You have had many accomplishments, and with all of the committees, boards, and associations you still serve, it should inspire us all to realize that there is still more that each of us can do in the way of service and volunteerism. I hope you realize how greatly you have touched the lives of so many people, personally and professionally, myself included, as well as the impact that you have made in the lives of others in the community you serve. May I congratulate the university for, in my humble opinion, always seeming to know the right and most deserving person upon which to bestow this honor. I cannot think of anyone more deserving than you. Congratulations. I wish you and your family only happiness, and I pray and continue for success in life, not merely as a professional, but also, but more importantly, as a human being."
Thank you, Lester.
Thank you, Lester. Great. Well, Roger, it's a particular pleasure for me to make this award. This guy has been my mentor for, well, he probably doesn't want to admit how long, but quite a while. We first started working together in the Alumni Association, and along the way, many times we would talk on the phone, we'd exchange messages. Roger Plummer is not a joiner. Roger Plummer is a doer. You think about all those things that Susan talked about that Roger was involved in. I know his personal opinion is, I will join if I can make a difference and if I can contribute and help it move forward. All those things that Roger's been involved in, he's not just been a member of that organization, he's been a leader of it. And I, in particular, appreciate the leadership you've provided to me as a mentor, so thank you very much.
Thank
On
you.
Behalf of the Board of Trustees, your medallion, and we yield the podium to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, Chairman McMillan and members of the Board of Trustees, President Killeen, Chancellor Emeritus, Chancellor Cook, Chancellor Wilson, and university officers, I can't tell you how much this means to me. I want to thank the members of the Board of Trustees for this honor you've bestowed today. It is quite special, and I'm certainly humbled by it and touched by it. It was mentioned, and you all know that Joanne is the one who began this odyssey. I was 18 years out of school and had no connection whatsoever except for getting a salary survey request from the College of Engineering every 5 years. But other than that, I had no connection. And she reconnected me to the university, and she's been my partner for these last 30-something years. And I want to thank you, dear, publicly for all that you've done to support me while I've been at this. It has been my honor to serve. It has been my honor to provide some leadership where I could. And there's one reason, because as Ed says, I do strive to make a difference. I want to make a difference because the entire some 30 plus years I've been involved as volunteer here, it's all been about what can make the University of Illinois better. That's the only thing that matters to me, and it matters to me because this university, were it not for this university, I would have not had, Lester talked about my success, you're right, I would have not had the success had I not enjoyed the education gym that I got here. It was what launched me in 1964, and it has carried me through the years. So frankly, I can never give enough to this institution, and I will continue to do so, and thank you again.
Jim and Lester, I'd like for both of you to come up and join us. They do want me to put this on you.
Oh.
So you won't get through security after this.
Wow.
It's okay now. Where do you want
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Come away from the podium. Oh, sorry.